A doll that opens and closes her eyes, my sister Elizabeth would sigh wistfully. Ice skates, cried Ben. A guitar, wished Jason. A nurse's kit, said Mary Ellen. A boyfriend, said Aaron. An airplane, said Jim Bob. I wished for a typewriter, but knew that such a thing was impossible. And finally it came Grandpa's turn to say what Christmas meant to him.
What is Christmas? It's a time when some of your dreams come true. Every year it rolls around, takes you by surprise some of the time, especially when you're as close to 100 years old as I am. You think it can't be time for another one, but there it is with all its hope and joy and the promise of wishes granted. I bet you wonder what I wish for. What could an old man wish for? Maybe you think I'd wish to be young again. But I don't want that. Being young is a painful thing. Being young and in love to boot, which most young people are, is even more agony. I'll tell you what I wish. I'd wish for the power to return some of the love that's been given me. I wish the time and place of all that giving could be commemorated like the heart I carved on the tree around your grandmother's and my initials. I wish, too, for more days to my life. Time. Time to give to children. Some of the beauty of this earth has been revealed to me. A drop of water is a wondrous thing. A spadeful of earth is a kingdom in itself. A cloud is worth watching till it passes from one horizon to another. A bird building its nest is as wondrous as men building the pyramid. And any green thing that grows is a proof that God exists. It all comes into focus at Christmas. It's a tender time. We grow cautious because we open ourselves to love. We exchange gifts, but what those presents really say is, I love you. Makes some folks uncomfortable to say or hear these words. Maybe it's because they never learned the secret of the given heart. There are more takers than givers in the world. People, communities, even countries spending their time grubbing and rooting for the goods of this earth like pigs after acorns in the fall of the year. This is a country with a given heart, and I pray it will always be so. It's a good country, and it's part of our strengths, something we brought with us as pioneers that we can share with a fellow who's down on his luck, with those who've suffered calamities, the loss of their home, their land, or their hope. This is a family with a given heart. You children may squabble and bicker among yourselves, but you've been taught to love and to give. And that's the greatest present your mom and daddy could have given you. So take pleasure in the trappings of Christmas. Be merry, like the songs say. Revel in the tinsel and the glitter and the sparkle and sing the old songs for all the joy that's in them and the memories they bring back. But to touch the real Christmas, to feel the true spirit of the season, look to your own heart and find all the secret treasures that they're there to give. There is one wish I make every year. I've never said it aloud before, but I'll tell it to you now. I wish for all the seasons I have known endlessly to come and go. The dogwood spring, the watermelon summer, the russet and gold of autumn. I wish for Christmas to come again, and for each of us to be here again next year, this time, together, safe, warm, and loved, as we are at this moment.